It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello and welcome to our Talking Flicks to episode. This is, of course, we send one of our fans off to check out a movie for us. And, of course, always on Mr. Lee's credit card. Isn't that right, Mr. Lee?
It certainly is, Jay. You will one day, you will offer, won't you? Maybe 2026.
Well, why should I? You've got this covered, well and truly covered, right?
2026. I'm going to push for 2026. You're going to be you.
Okay.
Every week.
Keep working, Mr. Lee. Keep working hard. but you would have racked up some mileage on that credit card, wouldn't you?
Can I just let you know that Wendy questions every time when she gets the statement. She goes, What's this?
What have you been doing, Mr. Lee?
Correct. Yeah. Especially when you offer the popcorn and all that. Yeah,
yes, I know. But we've got to treat our Talking Flicksters, right? That's how it goes. But this week, a really good movie, a movie that it's a thriller, there's drama, it's getting rave reviews at the moment, Conclave. And this is actually a movie that you went and saw.
I did. And you know what? I am so pleased I saw this because it is about the Catholic religion, and it is about the Pope, it is about cardinals, and it is so interesting to find out. And, you know, when you see behind the scenes of things, you understand and you take more on board because you know what is going on behind the scenes, where I'm sure if people listen to our podcast behind the scenes and see what we do at our rehearsals and all that prior to what we do, they'd be shocked, wouldn't they, JT?
It's all smoke and mirrors. But at least we're not voting or anything behind the scenes, Mr. Lee.
No. If I did, I'd have to vote you in.
Oh, that's very nice.
You stay.
That's nice.
No, you stay. Yeah, you can't go.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. That's right. Yeah, that's right. I thought you were going to say you'd vote me out. I was going to go, this is not one of those shows. But Conclave, we do have a Talk and Flickstar. We'll introduce them in just a sec. Before we do, let's have a listen.
The Pope is dead.
The throne is vacant.
The Conclave begins now. We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
And 1.25 billion souls watching.
I'd say this is a pretty fair vision of hell.
Well, don't be blasphemous, Ray. Hell arrives tomorrow when we bring in the cardinals.
No sane man would want the papacy.
Some of our colleagues seem to want it.
Another cardinal has just turned up. He was never on our list.
He has to be an imposter.
You look anxious. Everything under control.
Where did you get this?
The Holy Father was spying on all of us.
You should be careful, Thomas.
Although we sisters are supposed to be invisible, God has nevertheless given us eyes and ears.
What did you discuss with the Holy Father in that final meeting?
Arrangements were made in Paris.
I should pretend this conversation never took place.
But it has taken place.
This is a conclave. It's not a war.
It is a war. And you have to commit to a side.
Why did the Holy Father, in his last official act as Pope, choose me to run this conclave?
The reasons would become clear soon enough.
Yeah, doesn't it sound great? Now, Talking Flickster will tell us all about it. It is Danny. Danny, hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Mate, what a movie you got to go and see, and we will get into that in just a tick. But you're a Tamworthian, member of the Forum 6 Cinemas in Tamworth. You are representing them today. That's obviously your go-to, your hangout when you go and see a good movie.
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of seeing big films on the big screen. I think you can't compare anything to watching a film that's meant to be and is produced for the big screen. You miss it out on a small screen. I really think, you know, this is one of those films that really needs to be seen on the big screen.
Can I just say, Jay, that Danny is one of our good customers. He does come a lot to the movies. He sees so many movies. And it was just great that he wanted to be on the podcast, because I know he loves movies, and we love people who love movies, don't we?
Yes, we do. That's what this thing's all about.
Correct.
But Denny, look, I'm going to give you 5 chalk tops straight up right now. How many chalk tops do you give Mr. Lee for his service at the Forum 6? You got 5 there, mate. One being not great, 5 being awesome. What do you reckon?
If you had asked me yesterday, it would have been 4 chalk tops. But 4. Have you seen the social media at the moment? The last Facebook post they put up was fantastic. So I'm going to say, based on the fact that that young man picked up the phone for you, absolutely your staff are 5 chalk tops. That was fantastic, that post.
And can I just say, Danny, I loved your comment as well. I did like it. I thought it was very good. It was a lot of fun doing. Can I tell you, it took me about 15 minutes to film it. My son filmed it while Owen, who I have to say, he was such a trooper. I don't know whether you saw it, Jay, or not, but we've had over 7,000 views of it already just on TikTok, on our TikTok page.
Really?
And we've had quite a few on our Facebook page. It is so much fun. I loved it. I thought it was, good fun. So thank you.
It's perfect. It's perfect. I think that's the way we'd all want our work day to be.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't it be great? Because, if someone else is helping you, 2 people doing one person's job, wouldn't that be great? Like, life would be so much easier.
Exactly.
They have a lot of fun at the Forum 6, but this is all just too nice for me. I feel like we're all going to have a big hug. Okay, let's get into the movie. Let's get to the movie Conclave. Denny, you've been hanging out to go and see this movie. What did you think? And can you tell us in your words what the movie's about?
Look, it starts at the beginning when the Pope has passed away, and the normal process of when a Pope passes away is all of the cardinals must gather at the Vatican to vote for a new pope. And basically that's where it starts. And Conclave itself is very much a behind the doors sealed event that is a real event that happens. However, this is a fictional storytelling of what could happen when cardinals have to vote for a new pope. And it's exceptionally well dramatized. I think it's rooted in possibly some of the best veil lifting of what we would think would go on in those moments.
Which is so true. Look, I have to agree with you, Danny. I enjoyed this. Ralph Fiennes, he actually plays Cardinal Lawrence, who is the Dean of College of Cardinals. And he is the one getting all the cardinals together, and he's the one that actually is organizing everything for the cardinals to be at the Vatican and to actually hold this conclave. And I have to say, he played the part so well. Stanley Tucci, brilliant. He played the part of Cardinal Bellamy, and he can do anything, Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, look, he definitely holds his own. As a supporting actor, he has some really great film credits. I would go out on a limb and say this is possibly one of his best performances that I've ever seen.
I have to agree. I think it is too. He just played the part. And, the funny thing is, you look at these guys, and they're actors. They're not really cardinals or sisters or nuns or anything. They all played the part, and you believed they were actually cardinals. And I have to say, Sister Agnes, who is played by Isabella Rossellini, she was absolutely brilliant. She played the part so well. I think she's a great actress.
And you know where that came from? She actually went, in her interviews, she's been talking a lot about the fact that she was taught by nuns at the Catholic school that she went to. So she drew on the sisters that educated her, and she felt their strength and their quietness, and she brought that to the role. And she's very passionate about the fact that she has experienced what nuns have to go through.
Oh wow, that's incredible. Like, I'm sure back then too it would have been totally different to what it is now at a Catholic school, or even any religious school. It'd be very different to what nuns and priests were like back then. Tell me, what did you think of the Sistine Chapel? Because that was actually a set, and the actual design, the paintings on the ceiling, everything was all recreated, because, of course, they couldn't use the real one because they wouldn't be allowed to, of course. But yeah, it was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, the attention to detail in regards to the sets is really something that the director is intentional about. And I really loved Sistine Chapel. I think it is its own character, and it really builds the suspense. I mean, and it does point you into the actual place where the Cardinals would have gathered. It's not something that they've had to imagine. They've actually used the fact that the Sistine Chapel is where they would have gathered. Because I think we've lived through two conclaves in my lifetime, and I really think just the actual film success has a lot to do with how they've created the sets.
Yeah, and look, could this be a true story, I guess? Is that, could we see this happening now? To see this in that light, for some people who don't understand how things happen behind the scenes at the Vatican, do you reckon that could actually happen?
I really do think that they've sort of lifted the veil in a very true representation of what would happen, because, as you can imagine, electing a new pope, there would be a political aspect to that, where some popes have a traditional view of what the Catholic Church needs to move forward. And also you have your progressive idealists who also want to see the changes in the Catholic Church. So those are very opposing views. So I would think that some of those cardinals would absolutely have conversations that would be in regards to what is the best direction for the Catholic Church at this new change. So I do think that it is probably grounded in what really would go on. But of course, you know, there's nothing wrong with a bit of intrigue and interest and drama in films. And that's what I love, that this film really dives into. It's not afraid to hypothesize what really could go with the drama that we think could possibly happen.
And it's funny you should say that about the actors. Sergio Castillo, whatever how you pronounce his name, is Cardinal Tiesco. He played the part so well. He was a true Italian. He wanted to bring back Latin into the church, and that's what he was bidding for, wasn't he?
He absolutely was. He was the representation of having the Catholic Church being more traditional in its views and ways. And, yeah, I think that character really needed to be there to ground it in some real truth.
Now, coming back to some of the acting in the film, our Talk and Flickster from last week, Chloe, she was a big Stanley Tucci fan. This is what she had to say. So here's her question.
I'm a bit of a Stanley Tucci fan, so I suppose, you know, how does this film stack up to his other films where he's pretty quirky, like Easy A or The Hunger Games or Devil Wears Prada? This is a pretty serious movie, so I wonder, you know, how it compares.
Absolutely. Look, he's already been nominated in supporting acting for his work on The Lovely Bones, so he definitely has a dramatic range. And, of course, the two films that most people would know him from are The Devil Wears Prada and The Hunger Games, which are iconic roles in themselves. I want to say to her that she should go ahead and see this film and really see the depth in his acting, and I don't think she'll be surprised that he just inhabits every character that he plays, and this is no exception. In fact, I think it's a masterclass in how well he can just delve into every character that he plays.
Yeah, and when you've got John Lithgow, Ralph Fiennes, Isabella Rossellini, sometimes in films there's this one particular person who really stands out and there's all eyes on them, but in this movie they've all kind of shared the starlight. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Look, an ensemble cast is really something that is very rare. So when you're seeing a film and you've got all of these great names, sometimes, look, they pull it off and they really work well together. But sometimes on A Knife's Edge, you really do get that opportunity where somebody shines more than the others. These men and women in this film absolutely go hammer and tong and give their best performance, and their reactions to each other are exceptional. And it really is an ensemble piece. I mean, with the exception of the fact that Ralph Fiennes really does anchor the film, every person that comes through in this film really holds their own, and that is what an ensemble cast is.
And you know where they get that from too, is from the director, which is Edward Berger. Yes. If the director is such an important role in making sure that everyone gets on and it comes across on film, I take my hat off to him, because he really got the right people for the right roles and made it exactly the way you would believe it would happen.
Absolutely. His intentional style of filmmaking really is shown in his other film that was a four-time Oscar winner, All Quiet on the Western Front, which was an exceptional film and very worthy of all of the accolades it received. And he really does put trust in his cast, and he really does put a really great light and shade on each of the characters so that they shine in the moments they need to.
Which, that's a good director. And that's exactly what he is. I would actually watch another film of his. He's got another film coming out called Submerged. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. He's actually got three more coming out this year and next year. So he's a very busy director at the moment.
It's awesome. No, he's a great director, and he's done well in Conclave.
I hope he gets a nod at the Oscars and even just gets nominated for Best Direction. I hope the film gets nominated. It possibly may not win, but it would be so good just to get a nom, because it deserves it. This is a movie that everyone will come out just going, wow, is that true? Like, is that what happens? It's that good.
Speaking of films, you know, with good reviews, I'm guilty of always hitting up IMDb or Rotten Tomato, checking the score before I go and see the film. I know it's not good, but, you know, I want to make sure I'm not going to waste my time. Now, on Rotten Tomatoes for Conclave, it received 93% of 290 critic reviews online. They're all positive. Would you agree, Denny?
Absolutely. Look, Rotten Tomatoes is a site that I love to look at. You know, I will always be a person that if I have an instinct to want to see the film, I will see it regardless. But it really is a good barometer, and I really think they've got it right here. I think this film really is going to please a huge audience, and it really is a great film that has to be experienced on the big screen to take it all in. And it's beautifully made. It's beautifully constructed. And the reviews are absolutely, I would say, on the money here.
Yeah, I agree with that. They've really got it correct. And it is. It's something that I just don't think you would experience and enjoy as much on the small screen. I think for the grandeur of, you know, the sets, and, you know, when they're walking outside and, you know, you see some of the outside shots of, you know, the big pillars and all those sort of things, they're all just amazing. And you just would not get that on the small screen. So definitely a big, big, big movie to see on the big screen.
And Denny, who do you think, so for example, somebody going to see it perhaps this week or this weekend, who do you think it would appeal to the most? Like, is it across all ages and all demos? Who do you think would really enjoy going to see a movie like this?
Look, it is a film for sometimes a specific audience. However, I think when it has this such broad appeal and people are saying really positive things about it, if you're a person who loves films and you want to see some of the best films that are happening each year, you definitely put this on your list. But it definitely has an audience. You know, the acting in it is superb. The delivery and the timing of how the film is delivered is intentional. You know, for some people, they want bang, bang, end, you know, and they want it to suit a certain way. This film really does delve into filmmaking at its best, acting at its best, and the film looks, sounds, and is delivered for the big screen. So it may not suit everybody, but honestly, if you are a film buff and you love films, this is one of the films you need to put on your list, because I do believe it'll be one of the top 10 films nominated for Best Picture, and it will be deserving of that honour as a film for 2024.
That's excellent. Good to hear. Now, Danny, because you've given all your choc tops away at the beginning of the podcast, I'm going to give you another lot of choc tops because I'm nice.
I appreciate giving me extra, but I have to be honest. I would have given you only four, but there was truth in what I said. I love the social media interaction you guys are putting through. So that got the extra choc top. Keep them coming, by the way. It's brilliant.
Oh, cool. Oh, no worries. Well, for this movie, out of five choc tops, one being not so good, five being exceptional, how many choc tops would you give Conclave?
Listen, I really think almost five. If we were allowed to give a half a choc top, and I don't know if that's allowed.
Yes, you can.
I would definitely give it.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, absolutely. Well, then, for me, it's a solid 4.5. It is an exceptional film for its time. I think it will... Yeah, look, I really think it will stand the test of time. It will be a thought-provoking film, and it really is a film buff's film that really is something you could watch over and over again and still enjoy. So I think it's definitely worthy. Look, I always leave a half off just in case there's something that could have been improved on. But
yeah,
honestly, it's one of my top five for the four best films of 2024 that I've seen.
Wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Wow. Yeah. Now, talking of movies, and can I ask you a question? What movie are you looking forward to coming out in 2025?
Look, I really enjoyed Wicked Part 1, and I really think Wicked Part 2 really will do well. I was really excited for the director to get that film, and I thought the casting I wasn't sure about. But when I watched Wicked Part 1, I thought it was really well done. So I'm looking forward to how they end it. I really like the idea of Nosferatu as well, which is currently there. So I think, yeah, I don't know. Like I, with all of my choices, sometimes I like really big blockbusters. I like independent film. I like foreign language films. I think it really depends. But look, I love looking forward and ahead to 2025. But really, I just look on the website week to week to see what else I'm interested in. So I don't look too far ahead. But knowing that there's a part two of Wicked, I really am going to look forward to how they end it.
Do you like all the singing, Denny? Like, are you someone who enjoys all the songs? And do you get up and sing in the cinema? Because that's where, what
no,
Wicked fans
do.
No.
No.
Mr. Lee allows that.
Look, I understand that, and I really applaud him for putting on the sing-along versions, because that is where you get your theatre nerds to go along and sing as loud as they want. I really want to hear Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande and the rest of the cast give their solid versions. So I'm a purist. I want to hear the film as it is, but I will take family along to the sing-alongs because they're lots of fun. I took my niece to the Frozen sing-alongs and she just belted it out. So I'm all for that.
Yeah, can I just say, I went to Grease the Musical last year and I started singing some of the songs. And
oh my God.
My lovely wife said to me, Grant, people have come to hear the performers sing, not you. And so I went, okay, I'll stop singing.
It was either Hopelessly Devoted or you're the One That I Want. It was one of those two that he was singing. I reckon that was the one.
I see that as his big peaking moment. I really do.
I do too. Yeah.
And I was singing it to you, JT.
Oh,
I was singing Devoted
goodness.
To you.
He's so good. You know what? I think it's you who's been nice to me this year. You have been exceptionally well behaved the last couple of weeks, Mr. Lee. I don't know what's happened
to you. I have. And can I just say, your nan, she actually rang me the other day and said, you've been too nice. What's going on?
Really? Oh, usually it's the opposite.
Yeah.
She's getting stuck into me.
I know.
We're playing nice, Mr. Lee. This is good. It's good to see an improvement this year. That's really nice. Okay. Well, our next Talk and Flickster is Isabel, I believe, next week. The lovely Isabel. And she's going along to check out We Live in Time. I'm actually looking forward to this one. I love a good... tearjerker. Love those types of movies. So I'm looking forward to this one. What's your question for Isabel next week, Denny?
I really think my question will be, did it meet her expectations and where could it have improved or what really sold it for her in watching the film?
That was good.
That's very good.
I'll give you a party.
I like that.
That was very good. Well done. Yes, that was a great question. Very good job there, Denny. So we'll get Isabel's thoughts next week on We Live in Time. Looking forward to hearing about that one.
Yes, I can't wait. Now, if you want to be part of the podcast, it's very, very easy. All you do is head to the Forum 6 Cinema website, which is forum6.com.au, or to the odeon5.com.au websites. Click on Talking Flicks. And then you'll see just underneath where you clicked on a place where you actually say your name and give us your details. I won't say mobile phone, all that. Anyway, and what type of movie you're into. And then we'll hook you up on my credit card again. And you'll be able to go and watch and then come onto the podcast and give your thoughts on the movie, just like Denny has. Thank you so much, Denny. I really appreciate it. It is so good.
I've enjoyed
and
it.
I will see you
I do
you
love
again.
Talking about films. Thank you very much.
Yes. And I'll see you at work one day.
See you then.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Denny. Well, Mr. Lee, that's us done and dusted for today. But the good news is we're back on Friday.
Yes, we are. And you know what? I cannot wait because there's a horror that You're going to love. You're going to love it.
Yes, I watched the trailer and it gave me goosebumps. This horror.
Yeah, it gave me goosebumps. Yes, it gave me goosebumps and I couldn't watch it all.
I just imagine that at the Forum 6 or Odeon 5 in surround sound. It's pretty freaky. And actually, before we do go, Danny, I'll just bring you back in too. On Friday too, happy Tamworth Country Music Festival, boys.
Looking forward to it, right? Yes. No, I know. It's going to be exciting.
Enjoy.
I'm actually really looking forward to it. I actually got some little concerts I want to go see, and I'm going to go walking up down the street. I love it. It's a party atmosphere. Tamworth comes alive this week.
Oh, my God. How much is Tamworth Council paying you, Mr. Lee? Seriously. I do worry about you sometimes. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll catch you on Friday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.